Certainly one of Cincinnati's most enjoyable experiences is when Cirque du Soleil comes to town. They've been coming here for quite a number of years, and most people are wondering, well, what can they do to top themselves? Well, they're lowering their temperature a bit this holiday season, and they're going to be performing on ice. It's the new Cirque du Soleil Crystal. And joining me on the line this evening is Mary Siegel, a performer in the show who will be making her debut here in Cincinnati, and fittingly so because she is actually from Cincinnati. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, we're doing pretty well here. Now, I understand that you've been working with the company for a while and that you're making your debut with Crystal here in Cincinnati when it arrives on December 27th.
Yes, that's all true.
What do you do with the show?
I'm one of the figure skaters. One of the 14 figure skaters that we have.
In your experiences, how different is it to be a figure skater for Cirque du Soleil than some of your other work that you've done?
Oh my gosh, working for Cirque du Soleil is honestly, it's a dream come true. The company is just incredible to work for. They really look out for us. They treat us very well. It's quite cozy here. I really enjoy it. And like the show is unbelievable. And it's something I'm really proud to be a part of.
Are you finding yourself doing things that you hadn't thought you'd be doing with your ice skating?
Definitely, yes. I've added things into my skating that I never thought I would do, like in juggling, for example. And then at one point, I come down from the ceiling upside down in a harness and, you know, things that just blow my mind, and I'm the one doing it.
And of course, Cirque du Soleil is known for its extravagant costumes and scenery. Are you finding yourself in fantasy costumes?
Actually, the costumes are not quite as extravagant as normal shows. I think mainly because we're actually portraying humans and we're not portraying, like, you know, how in OVO they're bugs, and we're actually trying to be human-like. So in some of my costumes, I'm wearing a business outfit. And then there's other costumes where I'm kind of like a shadow figure. So there's definitely no glitz and glam, but the rest of the show makes up for that.
And what is the story of Crystal?
The story of Crystal is basically a young woman who is struggling to find herself and struggling to find her way. She doesn't feel like she really fits in with her current lifestyle. And she just gets overwhelmed and ends up running away and finds herself skating alone on a pond. And she ends up falling through the pond and then gets flipped upside down into this underwater world where it's kind of her own imagination taking control. And she's in charge of writing her own story at that point. And she discovers her voice and then finds her way back through the ice.
When you were first hired by Cirque du Soleil as an ice skater, this is new territory. How did you feel? Was this something that was exciting or daunting or a little bit of both?
It was really exciting and really nerve-wracking because it's Cirque du Soleil. You never know what crazy things they have in their mind. And I had no idea what was in store for me. So when I reported for the first time in Montreal, I was quite nervous, actually, because I was like, all right, well, it's kind of like being thrown to the wolves a little bit. I'm not sure if you're going to make it out alive.
Well, I know you said that you're doing things that you hadn't thought you'd be doing on skates before, such as the juggling and all. When they come to you with different things to do, different Cirque-style showpieces, what sort of things do you have to worry about with doing them on skates versus being flat-footed on the ground?
Well, safety is definitely an issue because, you know, you're not on ground. Like, you're on solid ground, but it's very slippery. And ice is very unforgiving. So if you have a misstep, you're possibly going to lose your footing and fall. And well, as a skater, I'm used to it more. But some of the things they've had asked us to do, they didn't fully understand, like, we couldn't do this because we have knives on our feet. You know, like, acrobats train often barefoot. And that's something new to them to add into their show.
Now, the show will have both ice skaters and gymnasts. What are some of the things that the ice skaters do versus some of the things that the gymnasts do?
It's actually quite exciting to see how similar the gymnasts and the ice skaters are. Like, we have ice skaters that can somewhat learn the acrobatics. Like, we have skaters doing backflips on the ice. And just, like, our training mentality is quite similar as well. And it's really exciting to watch the acrobats be excited to put on ice skates and kind of learn what we're doing. So having each other to learn from is really exciting. And it builds the mutual respect between the two aspects of the show. So it actually, it's blending really well. It's cool to see the skaters and the acrobats all together at once, because sometimes it's hard to tell if somebody's on shoes or not.
Now, you're originally from Cincinnati. What part of town did you grow up in?
I grew up in the Mount Lookout area.
And were you ice skating as a youth here in Cincinnati?
I actually grew up ice skating at the Northern Kentucky Ice Center, and my head coach was Stephanie Miller.
And I'm sure a lot of the people who are studying there now are looking forward to seeing you as you make your debut here in Cincinnati.
Absolutely.
Now, after you left Cincinnati, did you continue your studies in skating, or did you go right into a profession?
I pretty much went straight into skating professionally. Figure skating has been my entire life, going from my competitive background and then not really sure what I wanted to do besides that. And I haven't found another passion yet. And I found a way to travel the world and get paid to do something that I absolutely adore doing.
And of course, you'll be traveling the world still with Cirque. I'm sure this is a very popular show. It's the first time that Cirque has done a show on ice. Now, some of the people that you're working with, the other skaters, are they people you've worked with before in other professional ice skating work? How big is the professional ice skating community?
Actually, the ice skating community in show business is quite small. You know how there's like the 6 degrees of separation? I honestly believe it's only 1 or 2 degrees here. I have worked with almost half of the cast that I have here in the skating cast with me. And the rest of them, I had heard their name or knew people who had worked with them before. So yeah, it was really easy to get along with all of them at the very start, because I felt like we were all friends from not even ever speaking. And it made becoming a family a little bit more easy.
What has been your favorite thing about working on Crystal for Cirque du Soleil?
The catering. Catering. They feed us very well. But no, other than that, like, my favorite thing, honestly, is just being a part of the show and, you know, bringing the story to the audience. And, you know, I hear from so many people how much they are moved by the story of the show and just awed by what they see. And it's really exciting to be a part of something that, you know, can touch people in that way. And I'm really excited to share it with my friends and family back at home.
And I'm sure your parents and family are looking forward to a really, really nice post-Christmas present of your being here.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to go home for Christmas. It's been 6 years. It's very, very rare to find a show that will play your hometown, especially at Christmas. So really, this is the best Christmas present I could possibly ask for.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Mary Siegel, cast member of Cirque du Soleil's Crystal, which will be playing here in Cincinnati December 27th through the 30th. Thank you so much for joining us, Mary.
Thanks, Jim.
For more information on Cirque du Soleil's Crystal, be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.